Mama Bear woke up early. She stretched her paws up over her head and shifted from side to side. She let out a nice big yawn before getting ready to start her day. It was quiet during the early hours, before the rest of the family was awake. She planned to make porridge for breakfast, go to the farmer's market, and spend some quality time with Papa Bear and Baby Bear. She got out of bed and slid her back paws into her fuzzy pink slippers. They were soft and warm and made getting out of her comfy bed just a little bit easier. She put on a nice light blue dress and headed to the kitchen to start making breakfast. Papa Bear was awoken by the smell of cinnamon and the sound of the tea kettle whistling. The soft noise tickled his ears and pulled him out of a deep sleep. He yawned loudly and rubbed his eyes. Then he climbed out of bed in search of the delicious smelling porridge. He put on a red plaid shirt and his favourite pair of blue jeans and hurried to the kitchen. Baby Bear liked to sleep in, so Mama Bear knew she would have to wake him up if he was going to get any porridge before it went cold. She walked up the stairs, careful not to step on the third from the top, since it squeaked. She knocked on Baby Bear's door and peeked her head in. He was sound asleep, with the blankets pulled up almost all the way to his chin. Mama Bear stopped for a moment and looked at her son, her heart swelling. She loved him so much. Then she walked over and sat on the edge of Baby Bear's bed and slowly nudged him awake. He stirred and stretched his arms above his head, letting out a big yawn. He blinked and looked up at his mama. He stretched again, moving in slow motion. He wasn't ready to get out of bed, but as soon as Mama Bear told him there was porridge downstairs, he was wide awake. He jumped up and ran down the stairs, feeling his tummy rumbling. He got to the stove and filled his bowl up to the brim before pouring a river of maple syrup on top. He knew the porridge would be hot, so he wanted some milk to wash it down. Baby Bear set the bowl down on the table and opened the refrigerator. He looked on the top shelf, the bottom shelf, and even in the drawers. But there was no milk to be found. Baby Bear ran back to his mama, who had just served herself a nice-sized bowl of porridge. He tugged on the sleeve of her dress, gave her the sweetest look he could muster, and begged to go to the store to pick up some milk. With a knowing sigh, Mama Bear smiled and agreed. Papa Bear, whose bowl was already half empty, was feeling pretty thirsty himself. So they decided to make it a family outing. They would all go to the grocery store to pick up some milk. Baby Bear got dressed as fast as possible, He grabbed his sneakers, tied them up tight, and off they went. On the other side of town, Goldilocks was up long before any of the bears. She never set an alarm, preferring to let the early morning light slowly awaken her from her slumber. She loved the morning and the way the first rays of sunlight felt when they cascaded down onto her bed. On this particular morning, she laid in her bed a little while longer than usual, just relaxing and enjoying herself. She stretched her arms up over her head and let out a large yawn. Then she took a few deep breaths, feeling her blanket rise and fall with the motion of her chest. After a while, she was ready to get up and start her day. She rolled out of bed and got dressed in her favourite workout clothes. It was time for her daily jog. She braided her long blonde hair and put on a headband to keep any loose wisps out of her face. As she left the house, she was amazed by the beauty of the day. The wind blew softly, and birds chirped as she jogged past them. She noticed storm clouds in the distance, but she wasn't worried about them. She just focused on her run and the peace that she felt as her feet thumped rhythmically on the trail.